Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
I don't think you could be named Travis and be funny.
What about Trevor?
Let's find the funniest Travis.
Can't be funniest Trevor.
We should do a show. We should find the funniest
Travis USA.
We searched America from coast to coast to find a Travis who can make us laugh the most. But it's going to be a struggle because everyone knows you can't be funny if your name is Travis. But all we need is one to pass the test, to stand out from the rest. It's the best of the best. And one of them is bound to be a legend today because it's time to find the funniest Travis in the USA.
Oh, hell yes.
Let's go.
We're back. Season 10 of the Yak?
Is it?
It's a new season?
I think we should do a new.
It's 11.
11?
That was 10.
I think this should be the new season.
Yeah. Season debut today.
I think today should just be season 11, where we tried to find the funniest Travis.
Season 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Start a new season.
Does it smell rich as fuck in here?
Oh, no.
What is that?
Just to clarify.
What the hell?
Just to clarify.
Oh, yeah.
I was already rich. Okay? I just got more rich.
A lot more?
Negligible.
Like
a lot more?
More.
Yeah, more. I still have to. Penn stock still needs to perform. Mm-hmm. On paper, very much more rich.
Well, enjoy those taxes. I would never want something
I know.
Like that.
I know. That was the funniest thing about Francis's tax bracket video. It's like, dude, I've been in that bracket.
Yeah.
Sucks. Tax the fuck out of you. But yeah. I got more money.
Yeah.
Hey.
Congrats, man.
Thanks.
You work a fuck ton.
Awkward.
Yes. No.
No, not at all.
It is a little awkward.
I said congratulations to you today, but I didn't know if I should.
It's like under his breath. He like walked by.
What's up, Nick? I was like, congratulations.
Yeah, he's like, hey, congratulations.
And I just like shook my head I was going to get food, and I was just like, why'd I do that?
We should splurge on something. We should definitely splurge on something.
I thought, yeah.
I'll buy something for the crew. Something cool.
Something real.
Did you give it all to Stephen Che?
Fuck Stephen Che.
Where's he been?
He's out today because I think one of his kids is sick, but tomorrow he better not be out.
Oh, that's weird, because yesterday he invited me to go to the zoo, and he took his kids to the zoo.
So today he's interesting.
He's not well enough to be here, but he was at the zoo yesterday.
Tomorrow I'm taking him, Roan, and Nate to Les Ben Ardennes.
You're not allowed to have any content come from it.
No content, just male friendship.
Love
to
that.
The peak.
The best content there is.
Yeah. So how do you guys feel now that I'm more rich?
Dude, I was acting different around you.
Yeah, you were. I was shy.
I was nervous as fuck.
I don't get it.
Hey, Dan.
Does anything change?
Nothing. That's why it's weird.
Yeah.
I think it's going to make copying you more expensive.
Yeah, it might. Yeah, no, but I'm not.
You're not going to change.
Again, I've had money, so it's like I don't.
It's not like you ever didn't have clothes.
Will you at least help me fund?
I don't buy anything nice. I'm just going
to
lose more money gambling responsibly.
I had to buy a Mercedes, Dan.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, it did feel weird because I always thought that the day that we like fully sold would be the day I quit the internet.
Yeah.
And instead it was like, well, no, I'm back to work on Sunday night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're back at it.
Think you're ever going to actually quit the internet?
I don't know.
You're not.
I don't think so.
No way.
It's too accessible. It's
dad is.
Yeah. Oh my
god.
Did you guys see Winoy this weekend?
Chef, dude. The most famous chef in the world, some would argue, right?
Yeah, a million followers.
I didn't know who he was, but I was still satisfied.
Can we get an explanation here?
What do you mean?
What happened? Chef.
It started with Soledad O'Brien,
CNN anchor.
Yeah, she follows everyone.
How did it start there?
She just posted a meal. I guess it's like a Spanish dish, Española tortilla, and my dad just replied claiming that was actually soup.
Oh.
And he convinced her. Yeah, yeah. And he found out about the poll feature on Twitter, and he's loving posting polls.
Oh, hell yes. So
he got
Española tortilla place. Sounds like offensively Spanish.
Yeah, it's the most it's the most Spanish thing in
it's
the world.
It's just soup. Yeah.
He was correcting this woman who's very Spanish of what it was.
Yeah.
It's just soup. I got a Doug Winoy shout out last night because I was telling an anecdote about how I'm raising a troll, and I think that's exactly how you and your dad interacted when you were a child.
Yeah, I guess. I don't.
Did he get it from you or did you get it from him?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I don't know if he's been like paying attention to my work the past 8 years or
he was a troll.
Had that in, it's an inherent thing. I don't know.
He was a troll when you were growing up.
He was a prankster.
Right.
He was a smaller scale troll, which I think is just dick.
Yeah. He was just an asshole.
Right.
Mm. He got Tegan. She was like, I'm loving this chef. Keep roasting this guy.
Fuck yeah, Doug.
What are the odds he becomes your coworker?
Hi.
I said after that, like, I think if he wants the job, he can have.
Yeah.
I'd be able to get it.
Yeah. Very high.
You guys should start the first father son podcast.
We have merch. We have St. Patrick's Day merch right here. Mm-hmm. Brandon, want to put one on? What size are you?
XL or 2X?
TJ texted the group today and said, what size is everyone we needed for row back? And Brandon's 3XL.
Yeah. Triple State of the Union. Triple
shocking to see.
Yeah.
Shocking.
In tall sizes.
3X.
Row back is a wonderfully made product, and the 3X fits me a little bit better than the 2X does.
3X is a point of no return.
No, I'm returning. I could do a 2X.
No, 2X.
I could do a 2X.
You could do a 2X. You don't say 3X unless you really need 3X.
Right.
That was a public group chat. Involved. You knew the scrutiny. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I've been a 2X for a while, and I'm fighting back to get to be an X, because I know that once you get to a 2X... It's a line in the sand of every man's life. Which way is this going?
You can't be an X.
I just want
you cannot
to
be a 3X.
I can be an X. Yeah. I can throw an X right now.
Great. I'm an X. Find
an X. I doubt we have an X in this room.
It's just a large.
Here's an X. Throw it on. Throw on the X.
Over this shirt?
You could take off your shirt.
If you're in a group chat with us,
yeah,
and you could do 2X, you say 2X.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Or you don't even respond.
Yeah, you say a private message.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, the 3X.
Call him.
You had to know that was going to come back up.
He has no sense of self-preservation.
I was shocked. A 3X.
This is going to be outrageous.
He's going to squeeze into this thing.
There's a very attractive person here at the office today, and I would love them to walk down the stairs when Brandon's taking his shirt off. And
who's the attractive person?
I don't think we can say.
How many titles does he have?
Fictional or real?
Six.
Real.
Six?
Probably like 50.
Six?
He's going to be on Anus.
Yeah,
I bumped into him.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's got six titles.
Yeah. You're thinking of his father.
Oh, shit. That actually doesn't
Holy
look
shit.
That bad.
He can
now one wash and you're fucked.
Right.
I don't wash my clothes.
But you, Brandon, I was expecting to be way worse.
Yeah, see?
Let me be the first to apologize.
You know what?
Thank you.
Get a large.
Let's see if we can get it a large. Come on. Our Yak merch, St. Patty's Day merch. You got a large.
It does. It looks nice on the arms. I'll say that.
Yeah, it does.
Holding a beer. St. Patrick's Day. And the nice thing about this shirt is you don't have to explain it to anyone. You know, the joke is just simple. Even if you don't follow the Yak, who wouldn't understand this?
Yeah.
You know?
It's Brandon. Brandon's
for itself.
Irish. Brandon's one of those guys just American, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
He's nothing.
Right.
You're bread.
There's nothing.
Oh, the sleeves are.
There's nothing. No. We can't track his family's lineage.
Oh, no.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I owe you a bigger apology.
Dude, you're a large.
You are a large.
Yeah.
You're a large.
Yeah. You just said large.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, feels good.
Huh.
No, don't.
I mean.
Yeah, curious.
You
want to
try?
A little curious.
I mean, if it helps sell shirts.
This is a medium. I think you could get into a medium.
You think it'll help
yeah.
sell shirts?
Yeah, I think yeah. I probably would. Yeah.
What about every 1,000 likes we go down a size?
Let's do it here, too.
Yeah, just do yeah, just
we've all seen matter. You with your shirt yeah. on.
Oh, we've all seen. Stand up, though. Don't sit down and do it.
You, oh, God.
Okay, all right, all right. Well, you didn't know, did not respond 3X.
I'm telling you how to be fat.
You responded 3X in a group chat of the most deviant people on the internet.
Your pants were to your thighs, and I still didn't see your ass crack.
That's right, no ass
oh,
crack.
Oh, yeah, getting it. This right. is going to be a little bit tougher to get on.
I don't.
That one looks small. Oh, that's tiny.
You got it.
No, Brandon, you said 3X. You might be a medium, dude. Yeah.
Oh.
It's definitely highlighting the arms and the shoulders.
Oh, my God. You're a medium.
Dude, you're a medium. What the fuck?
This is actually slimming. Your arms look ripped.
Yeah. Wait, even sitting down isn't that repulsive.
It's almost like a Spanx.
I think I'm a medium.
You're a medium, dude.
Yeah.
Does it feel tight?
You're a medium.
Not really.
You look ripped.
Probably can't feel
right
anything.
No, Dan, I can't. I don't think we have an S. There's no reason to have an S.
Really?
You have body dysmorphia, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can. I don't think
we have an S.
You can shape shit into whatever you need to shape it into.
Brandon, you look awesome right now.
I know.
It's the Yak shirt, the St. Patrick's Day shirt.
Can wear them any one size fits all.
I would say fellas buy 3 or 4 sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
And just do like I did. I can have one for formal wear. I can have one for, you know, going out on a date, shit like that.
Graphic might shoot off that shirt.
Why don't they have that where it's like you can, the more you drink, you can loosen up the shirt. They have that for pants.
Oh yeah,
we should have that.
We should make shirt belts.
Why haven't we done that? Where it's like you just. Yeah. Loosen it up just a little.
I don't even want it to be loose. I want it to be like a box around.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want it to touch my skin.
You can't see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be wearing a shower curtain by the time I'm done drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Or just walk around with a blanket on.
Yeah. I don't care about comfort. When dry fits were popular, I hated that.
Oh, yeah.
You could see every nook and cranny of a man.
You get a dry fit that doesn't fit.
Bad.
That's real when everyone was real into CrossFit, too. So I feel like those two.
Yep.
That was a lot going on.
Yep. Where's Roan?
He's not here.
He said he'd be late.
He's filming a commercial.
Oh, I thought he was looking at houses in Chicago for Pat Bev.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was doing that yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah. Got it.
Look at that.
Pat Bev's
that fell
bowl.
Into place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything to do with that, Dan?
Huh.
Oh.
Interesting. I am going to sign to a 3-year, $30 million contract to play for the Bulls.
Good deal.
I have a one-time exception. A random person can pay a salary.
Roan or Pat?
I will pay for.
Oh no! Okay.
Pat.
Okay.
And then Roan will have no choice but to come to Chicago.
Would you own a team now?
No.
Not a big four team. I'm talking minor league.
No. And lose
you
money.
You could get an A-ball team.
No.
Let's get you an A-ball team.
You guys are way overestimated.
I don't know.
Albuquerque Isotopes. You could own them.
No way.
You and Biz should go half and half on the Nailers.
Durham Bulls.
Trenton Thunder?
I mean, those got to go for what?
Maybe like a children, no longer, a choir, like a worldwide choir.
Oh, you could buy a choir.
Oh, yeah. Just buy a bunch of children.
Choir hard knocks, but for the choir. The rock.
Yeah, we could buy a team. Yeah. I could buy like a softball team. Beer league softball team. Like the best beer league softball team, I think.
Yeah,
I
could buy a bunch of studs.
That'd be fun for everyone.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I should do that. Like Mr. Burns, right? When he did
the bowling leagues,
or when he did when he got all the
Steve Sachs and King Griffey Jr.
Yeah,
Wade Boggs. What King Griffey Jr. had gigantism?
Yeah, and just buy like all the stud softball players and just go to every game and watch them. Just
I think you could make a dent in pickleball.
Oh,
that's
a big
sponsor.
Name.
I'm on Stella Blue Coffee's on a pickleball team. I do not like playing pickleball.
What does Anus sponsor? Do we have Temple Lacrosse?
The club team.
Fuck yeah.
How did y'all get on that?
We networked with someone.
Yeah, we networked.
Was it the app?
Called networking?
Why are you questioning me? I don't know.
Yeah.
Should we do some Travis's?
Yeah.
Is Travis
So we found out the plural of Travis is Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we have just our signs here if we agree that it's... Does that just mean what I think it means?
Oh, that mean
that's a yes?
I think that's a no.
That's a no.
I think that's a no.
Like that. Yeah. Travis,
if
funny.
It's Travis, then he's
synonymous,
just not funny,
with an
right?
X. Yeah. This yes. is an X,
right? That's a yeah. voted off.
No. Two Travis, yeah.
No, that guy's two Travis.
How many Travises vote somebody off?
Majority Travis.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, yeah. three, four, five.
Same as American Idol.
Well, yeah. four Travises, he's done.
Four Travises,
four Travis,
he's done.
He's
four Travises, you're out. Yeah. Four Travis, you're out.
Travis. How many Travises do we have?
32 Travis.
So we got like 50-ish submissions.
Holy shit.
Some of them were just not usable at all. I have 32 Travis candidates. Some will get kicked off pretty quickly.
That's a lot of Travis.
So be. But today's Travis Day, so were you not expecting this?
I thought we'd have whittled it down past 32. I thought we'd pick up in like the round of 16, maybe the Elite Eight.
Travises don't get a lot of opportunities, so they all probably saw this.
You know what? You're right.
All right, so I think so. We have 32 Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we should try to, by the end of the day, get down to 10 Travis.
I'll tell you right away, 8 of them are not named Travis.
Whoa,
oh,
what
that's
the
a tough
feels
one.
Like
so, okay.
I don't know how they're in.
I guess we got to hear them
what
out.
If, yeah, what if they blow our mind? Like, one of them blows our mind.
Yeah, I mean, they should blow our mind because they're not named Travis.
Right.
If they make it to the next round, they do have to change their name legally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is eight Travis a pipe dream, or should we go for even less?
Well, I was thinking we get it down to a certain number, whatever number that is. And maybe, is everyone here Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe we have them zoom in, all of them at the same time.
Eight Travis
on Zoom?
Yeah.
You can handle eight Travis?
Eight Travis?
And then we just start.
We have the gigabyte?
Then we just kick them off one by one.
Yeah.
Until we find the funniest.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Just like,
I like that a lot.
I mean,
like,
that works.
You say something
be...
random, it's like you're gone.
Or do we fly the final two out?
Ooh,
we can go from eight.
I don't
to
think
two
I can
Friday.
Afford that.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck.
I text Gaz on Friday.
What'd you say?
I was just like, hey man, like, why have we never chilled?
Gaz, what a glow up he's about to have. Probably gonna buy some hats.
Go to Turkey to buy a nice hat.
Yeah, like what do you do if you're Gaz? It's like, I'm gonna get some more hats,
some more Barstool sweatshirts. What's he gonna get?
Yeah,
lining the pockets of just salad down the street.
Yeah, salads and hats.
He's gonna get the reusable bowl from Just Salad. Finally.
Okay. Yeah. So should we just hop into the Travises?
Yeah, if you want to follow along at home, I set up a Twitter for it, at Funniest Travis.
Beautiful.
And I love that just wasn't taken, because why would it be?
Right.
And then somebody Will Park submitted the logo. It says Funniest Travis USA.
Is that on like a lowered Ranger? That's good. Yeah,
that's
pretty perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Love
and
this.
Then also there was a dead Travis that somebody asked this to be in memoriam of. Travis Williams. He said he was funny, but he died.
I think we can.
Okay, let's put that to a vote. No, he wasn't, but he will memorialize.
He will be memorialized. This is in memory of Travis.
R.I.P. Travis. Yeah, can we have like a closing graphic? Just says that moment of silence, like whenever some like camera guy on Real World died.
Yeah. Hurry it up.
That was always the one, right?
It's always behind the scenes.
Yeah, and it's always like Real World or Road Rules. You're just like, oh,
here's
shit. Rone. That guy died? Okay.
Rone's here right on time for Travis
Perfect
Day.
Timing.
What's up, brother?
Rone.
Hey.
We haven't even started.
It's Travis Day.
There's a...
Guess what size Brandon's wearing right now?
Large?
Oh, no.
XL?
Oh, brother.
Double XL?
Why do you keep going up? Go down.
What are you wearing?
This is an M.
Man's wearing a medium.
You look good as fuck.
Thank you have makeup on?
You got an inside out?
Yeah. I just came from a pop punk KFC shoot. So I still have some eye makeup on, sadly.
That shit is hard to get off.
I know, bro. It sucks. I figured you guys would understand, but I apologize.
Nope. Don't understand.
Yeah, you do, dude. I've seen you with your face painted fucking Boku times. Boku times I've seen you.
Are you on your chick shit?
Yeah, kind of. Sucks.
Damn.
Sucks being a girl. I empathize with you, Kate. That shit is hard.
I'm not a girl. I don't know. I never wear.
Hey, were you offended by Tiger Woods?
No, I don't follow.
Okay.
I don't follow sports.
Oh, the tampon
thing.
People were pissed about that.
We're really pissed off.
One person was pissed about it.
Tiger really should have just done a press conference after been like, fuck us. No, he's just been like, you guys going to question whether I love women?
Yeah.
I love,
you know I love women.
Yeah.
There's no one who loves women as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then just walked off. Would have been way better.
That was an awesome day for Twitter, just seeing people so angry.
Very
What? Somebody explain to me why this is funny.
Such a, like, people are fucking insane, dude.
Yeah.
No, people just saying, haven't had anything.
They were saying golf culture is the worst, like calling you a Nancy if your putt is short or hitting it with your purse. And they were just using all these references.
Ladies' tees?
Ladies' tee, yeah.
What is it? If you don't shoot past ladies' tees, you have to pull your pants down to your ankles and whatever.
The best part about that is like everyone just saying all these jokes, and there's, you know, there's like a middle-aged white guy who's like reading them, being like, "Nice,
yes,
I got some more fucking
new stuff."
Yeah, some ammo. Yeah. Damn, I never thought about the Nancy joke. That's sick.
Discovering,
right?
Discovering old sexism.
Just refueled it all. Yeah.
I never heard this one.
Did Ravel tweet how valuable that was for Tampax?
No,
damn.
Still the
who
best.
Did he give the? Who did he give it to?
Justin Thomas. Still the best. Ravel is the Chilean miners that were stuck in the bottom of the earth, and one of them was wearing Oakleys when he came out.
Yeah, that's...
And he was like, this is huge for Oakley's.
I don't know why a miner would need sunglasses.
I know, right?
They're the furthest from the sun.
What was he doing?
Maybe it's for when they come out.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Holy shit.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Finally.
Yeah.
Just to put them on.
Yeah, that's got to hurt the eyes.
Fucking Ravel, what a weirdo. That guy's a weirdo. What's up, Ron?
Dude, I've missed you guys. It's been a long 4 days.
I know.
Yeah.
I miss you guys.
Yeah, I keep on thinking I hadn't seen you guys since the Super Bowl.
Well, I hadn't seen you guys since Tuesday.
I guess,
It does feel like a long time.
Yeah, how was your vacation?
It was good. It was very good.
Did you feel rested, or what was it like for you?
It was very rested. Actually, it was so restful, I turned down. So I was in the Bahamas, and I guess the place we were, it was like this resort, but it was like three different hotels, a lot of families. There was a water park. Mm-hmm. I got absolutely fucking owned by some kids at the water park, which sucked.
Damn.
But whatever. They were like, I was up on this slide, and there was two options, one more dangerous than the other. And I was like, I want to do the lesser one. And these like 10-year, like, I don't know, there was like eight of them were like, dude, we've been doing it all day. Why wouldn't you do this one?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Please, let me fucking. I also, because my wife's pregnant, she can't go on water slides, which makes sense. But there was one that you needed two people. And I went all the way up, and they were like, yeah, you need two people, and I had to walk all the way
back. Walk a shame down.
I'm glad you said that, because now I know that there are some water slide babies that I know. That victim of mothers who went down too many times.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
It's a different archetype than fetal alcohol syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, water slide water babies.
It's not lead paint. It's not fetal alcohol. It's water slide.
Yeah.
And then there was another where I went up, and it was like a raft with five, so I just had to go down with a random family.
Oh, man.
That was also awkward. So, yeah, my water slides were on. But what I was going to say was I was just chilling. I did nothing. I, like, slept for 12 hours a day. It was awesome. Joe Gorga was at the same resort.
Shut up.
And he invited me to come party at the club, and I was like, I don't think so, dude.
Yeah, you're not trying to do that on a family vacation.
Joe Gorga was there.
And so was his brother-in-law that he clashes with.
His brother-in-law at that same place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I was just watching the previews for, like, the next episode.
Yes.
They're about to go, like, crazy at it. He's slapping the table. He's, like, slamming silverware.
Calls him a bad seed. But then they're there in the Bahamas getting along. Yeah. You were there. Holy shit.
I was there.
Wow. It's all for show.
I would have partied.
Huh.
What? Didn't party.
That was smart. That was probably smart. Where'd you see him at? The water slide?
I saw one of his friends, and his friend, maybe the worst pitch of all time, was like, dude, we're huge fans. We're in from South Florida. You want to party with us? And I was like, no. And then his friend told Joe, and Joe texted me and was like, hey, we're here. Yeah, it was very low-key. I actually, Stephen Che would be very jealous, and hopefully he's listening to this right now. I walked in the first day and was waiting for my hotel room, and in walks Kyle Rudolph, who is a longtime stoolie. So we went on a double date, his wife and my wife and the two of us, we went on a double date on Friday night, and all we talked about was Brady. So Stephen Che in the Bucks. I got all the Bucks in.
Oh man,
what? I'm not saying nothing.
No, you gotta say something. You gotta give us a little something.
Nothing.
Just what something he said about Brady.
No, because Steven's listening right now. Fuck. I'm gonna hold that over. He told me all about the inner workings, everything.
Holy.
And I ain't saying a word.
Is he coming back?
I ain't saying a word, Sass. Man. Look into my eyes. See the answer?
I saw it.
Yep.
So he's coming back.
But I ain't saying anything.
Sass. No. What the fuck, dude?
Oh, don't tell him anyone. I just told you the answer. Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Brady's back. What were you drinking the whole time?
Nothing. I had a couple beers.
Yeah.
But I was very, like, sleeping.
Relaxing.
I would basically just sleep all day, sleep all night, get up, go by the pool, then sleep by the pool, go out to dinner, sleep some more.
I feel like that's the only place you could drink rum on a vacation like
that.
Every other place, rum sucks so bad.
Yeah.
It's gross.
But it was nice. It was a good recharge.
Hell yeah.
Is Juan Dixon so down much. There?
No. Chris Middleton was.
I don't know where the fuck he's been. He wasn't
Juan Dixon,
the,
yeah.
He wasn't at the R-Hop reunion.
Huh. Juan Dixon's in trouble.
Yeah, because that's what he wasn't at the R-Hop. He wasn't at the Potomac reunion.
Mm-mm. I saw Chris Middleton, and I gave him a fist pound. I said, I love your game. I feel like that's a
nice thing to say.
Basketball player?
Yeah.
I like big fan. Just be like, I love your game.
Wait. Yeah. Was he an All-Star?
No, he wasn't. He's been injured.
But at one point he was.
He was.
He is an all-star caliber player, yeah.
Learning.
You didn't know who I was. I just said I love your game.
But it's like that was a primo vacation weekend.
Why were there so many famous people?
All the football people are off their season. All the basketball players are on break for the all-star game.
I have no idea. I guess there's two places in the Bahamas, the Atlantis and the place I stayed, the Bahamar. I guess it's like the place a lot. Like, but it's weird because it was almost like a cruise ship. On land, because it was a casino, and there was three hotels. There was just a shitload of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was weird how many, like, Eric Spoelstra sat next to me for dinner one night.
Damn.
I don't know. Yeah, it was weird. And then I had, like, it was funny seeing all these people, and then I had one night I was at dinner, and a dude was sitting, like, maybe where Kate is, and he just kept on interrupting my dinner to talk about the Eagles. Like in the mid, like he sat down. He was like, "What's up, big cat?" Like, sorry about the Eagles. And then, like maybe 20 minutes later, while I'm eating, he's like, "Dude, that Eagles bet was so close." I was like, "Wait, what?" Were we still like? He picked up the conversation. Like we were still talking.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's a Philly guy.
Yeah,
that's a Philly guy right there.
I respect.
You guys see the Chicklets guy that was at their meet and greet?
Yeah, the GM
that guy, or the fake GM?
Yeah, fake GM.
He's the man.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
No. Some guy pretended to be the GM at the bar for this meet and greet with the Barstool people. And then with the bar people, he pretended to be part of the Barstool crew. So he was just running shit.
Yeah.
He ran the whole thing expertly, too.
That was the most efficient
meet and greet they've ever had. This guy flew. He's a fan. He flew from Long Island to do this.
He definitely started that as a bit and then just got way too ropey.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe it was working.
Wait, when did they figure it out?
Like at the end of the meet and greet.
He was just like, surprise.
Fessed up to Grinnelli in the bathroom.
Can they even be mad at him, though?
No, I don't think they are.
So.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome.
So awesome. There's a dude outside right now. Has anyone seen him?
No.
He's quite something. He stopped me on the street and was like, Dave quote tweeted me a month ago, and it got like a million views, and I thought I'd come by and see.
See the office?
Do something about it.
I'm here to collect my job.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he was going to stab me. He said he was Rico's cousin. I was like, sure.
I met him.
Oh, wow. I met him with you, KB.
Well,
outside?
It was probably another cousin.
He's got a lot of cousins.
I met Rico's cousin.
Yeah. I was with you when that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I met Rico's cousins at the Barstool Chicago office.
He's got a lot of cousins.
Okay. That's a Tom Lace's cousin.
Tom Lace.
Tom Lace does have a gang of cousins.
He's got a gang of cousins?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Oh, that was one of the funny, like, we had the Rico saga going for years, and Tom Lay was like, you know that's my cousin. We're like, what?
That's crazy. Yeah. We met some kid, he was like young.
Yeah.
Who said he was his cousin.
Yeah.
Cousins everywhere.
Yeah.
Fucking Rico. Brandon, why don't you do a high noon ad, and let's get into the funniest Travis's. Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com. Can you read Stephen Che's text to me? He's listening.
Fuck.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it
you
said...
You ain't getting anything, Steven.
That many Fs and that many Gs, I thought he was saying something different. Dude.
Yeah.
I thought that he was... I was like, Steven.
Basically a member of the front office of the Bucks now, with all I know.
Damn.
He ain't getting anything.
You're a Steven
We have
Trapp.
A whole lunch tomorrow, and he's not getting any of it.
You got to dangle that shit
oh,
over
yeah.
him.
Oh, yeah.
Tell Nate.
Oh, I will tell yeah. Nate.
Tell Nate everything.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Nate everything.
Pass notes at lunch.
Yeah. Are you excited for that lunch?
At this point, no.
Yeah, no, I mean, your idea. It's your
at this
punishment.
Point, I'm not even excited anymore. And I thought it was going to be a good thing, and it's turned into a punishment.
Yep.
At this point, it is actually yep. a punishment. Yep. And yeah, I'm not really.
It's like a chore.
Yeah.
Having to leave the office.
Leave the office. Go yeah. dress up. Go sit at a lunch
long time.
For like 3 hours.
It's yeah. lunch. It's not even dinner. It's like, yeah. like the day is done.
That sucks.
Right.
What time?
Blows.
Cost like
early,
3K.
Right?
Yeah. That is awful.
And it's also yeah. Steven just untaps. I'm way more nervous about having lunch with Steven than Nate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess we should document it somehow.
We're not supposed to.
Wear a wire.
Not allowed to be content.
Not allowed to be content. It's supposed to be male friendship.
When do we make that rule?
I just said it and everybody agreed.
We'll do a recap of the lunch on Wednesday or Thursday.
Nah.
We'll never talk about it.
All right, let's do it. So we got, Roan, we have 32 Travises. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Great work, TJ.
That's big doctor.
And we're going to go from 32 to 10 or 8. And then when we get to 8 on Friday, we're going to have them all join on Zoom and then just kick them off one by one to their face.
Well, maybe we could like have them numbered. We'll send them their yeah, number that their name yeah. is. And then we'll text TJ what number to eliminate.
Yeah. And the way I envision it on Friday, like we should just have a regular yak and then every now and then be like, what do you think, Travis is?
Yeah.
And then just like listen to them try to jump over each other
right.
and just be like, no, you're out.
Because you'll be cut if you don't talk.
Right.
But you'll be cut if you talk too much.
Right. Exactly. Very tricky.
Balls in your court, Trav.
All right, let's go, TJ.
So how do we vote?
So all right,
so
this is bad, right?
This is yeah. bad.
Mm-hmm. If they aren't funny.
If they're Travis, that means they're not funny. So if there's four Travises on any person, they're out.
I think the grand prize ultimately will be a new name.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give you a new name.
We'll pay. Fund it. Yeah, we'll pay. I will pay you, yeah. for any of the
what a treat
paperwork. Yeah. Change your name
Something
legally.
That these guys have probably dreamed about all their lives.
So what is like a name where you're like, that's a funny person? Bozo? Trav?
Yeah,
Trav?
That's, drop that's Bozo would be funny.
You're a funny guy. You got to get the proper name.
Chuckle?
Chuckle is good.
Equanimous?
Ronald? Not bad.
Ooh, Ronald's good.
Yeah.
The funny guy name.
Funny Ronald. Ronnie.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we'll make the Travis Ronald.
I think. Well, yeah. Yeah,
that's yeah. You win the Ronald.
You become a Ronald. I like that. Actually, they might drop out. Is Ronald an up? It's such a goofier.
Go
name.
By Ron though too.
Yeah,
Ron.
Ronnie.
When people ask what your real name is, you have to say Ronald.
Yeah.
Right. No, I think you don't immediately think Ronald McDonald. What's the other McDonald characters?
Grimace.
Hamburger?
Were they
Rye
funny?
Kid?
Was
Mayor
Grimace
McCheese?
Funny?
Mayor McCheese probably was.
I forgot
Ronald
there's
McDonald
like
was
10
funny.
Of them.
And I don't think he was funny.
Well, what's the funniest name?
What do you mean Ronald McDonald wasn't funny? He's fucking hilarious.
Man.
One of
probably
the
my favorite comedian.
Yeah.
His early stuff, not his late stuff.
No, his late stuff sucks. You know what? I didn't know that they like that was like a whole like... There's like theories that like the whole Ronald McDonald on the benches was like a plot to, like I said, get it so that homeless people couldn't sit on those benches.
Really?
Couldn't sleep on them.
They had to change his sitting posture at our Elm Grove location. Yeah. We would molest
him. Yeah, you'd molest him.
He had to cross his legs?
Carter Huffman did it. He would like make out with the.
He genuinely made out.
Yeah.
He put a mask on him.
We would just we would walk there after school on Fridays and we'd gather around the statue and molest him.
It all molested.
We'd get in the single file line.
He had like two fingers out like this, like beckoning you in, and you'd just like put your asshole around his fingers.
That's what we would do. We would rotate molesting him.
Wait, so they actually changed it?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
They got a new one with his arms crossed.
It's like a cool guy Carter getting Huffman. Head position.
Carter Huffman, was he cool?
No.
Sounds cool.
No, Carter, yeah, he despises that I do this with him.
I bumped into him when I was home for a funeral, and it was really awkward because it was like sad, yet he was just like, "Can you stop doing that?" I was like, "I don't know, man. You did it to yourself."
Maybe we should.
His poor mom hates it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should name the new Travis Carter Huffman.
That's a funny name. He's the funny guy. He was the funny.
That's a come up. That's a big come up.
That's a huge come up. All right, whoever wins this gets to be Carter Huffman. And then that way the real Carter Huffman won't be upset anymore because we'll be talking about the new Carter Huffman.
Yeah. He's going to hate today. I don't even know his number.
Huffman?
Yeah.
What a name. That's a great name.
Mm-hmm. Whole family's funny. Maybe just name him Huffman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huffman.
Travis Huffman?
The Huffman.
Travis Huffman.
I feel like we got to ditch the Travis.
You got to ditch Travis.
Yeah, it's Carter Huffman. He's Carter Huffman. Carter. Now. Carter Huffman the second.
Yeah.
Yeah. No relation to the first.
Yeah. That's good.
Not Carter T. Huffman as a nod.
Yeah.
To Travis?
Yeah, but it's T. No. Dot is his official middle name.
Yep.
T. Dot.
Carter T. Huffman.
What
or
does
maybe
the T
even
stand
T
for? Nothing.
T-E-E.
Yeah, that's fine.
T.
Yeah.
C. T. Huffman.
Like Homer J. Simpson.
All right, so yeah, funniest Travis wins Carter Huffman.
Yep. Carter Huffman Award.
Okay. We got it.
He's going to text you.
Hopefully.
Maybe we can have him call in when we name the funniest Travis, and he can pass his name on.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Maybe he becomes Travis.
Well, he gets
Travis punished. Huffman sounds like a sick BMX rider.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yep.
That is good.
Yeah. All right, TJ, just hop into it, I guess.
Okay, so these go in order of earliest submission to most recent submission.
Okay.
So up first, we have a guy that submitted at 2:07 p.m. during the episode that we were talking about this.
Wow.
And his name is Andrew.
Hmm.
Oh, well, then we can't.
Why?
Andrew Peterson?
He said his name's not Travis, but he's always felt out of place ever since this contest has begun, which was like 5 minutes before this email was sent. He's felt normal again, like this is something he needs to be a part of. His middle name is Michael, if that helps.
All right.
I said no.
No.
Wait, is that it? That was his submission?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
All right.
Hard no.
Easy. Points for speed.
Unanimous Travis.
Nice try. Nice try.
Hey, you got to be more cutthroat. No compliments to that.
You can tell he hasn't lived the life of a Travis.
No. Too hopeful.
Yeah.
He's appropriating Travis culture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Travis would never submit that early.
No.
Last
definitely not. Realized. Travis submits tomorrow.
Although, I guess ironically, we gave him what he wanted because we just...
Yeah, he's Travis.
Named him a Travis.
What was Travis like of him?
Yeah. Okay, next. That was easy.
Next up is Trent Martin.
Okay.
Well, can we just not only Travis?
Who put
right?
his whole phone number in his email, but I censored it.
Kyle, call him.
I kind of like this guy.
Why?
Should we consider him?
Yo, my name's Trent. Is that close enough to Travis? I'm funny, I promise. He did promise.
That was the same thing as all Andrew. Right. Just as a lot shorter. Right,
let's call him and get him to tell us a joke.
Yeah.
All right, funny man.
Yeah.
In your court.
He did promise.
You want me to call him?
Number. Hold on.
We're off to a fucking blazing.
Maybe we post his number and how he handles it. That can determine if he's funny.
The Brandon Walker effect.
Yeah.
And we let the people decide if he's funny.
Brandon, look at your slender ass body, dude.
He really looks slim as hell.
Oh, so hot.
I know.
It's a hot body.
Look at them arms, bro. It makes your arms look beefy.
The shade of my arms isn't great.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Well, because my sleeves in Scottsdale came down to here.
Oh, Scottsdale. I was wondering what that was from.
We went to the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah, we were in Scottsdale all week. We had a great time.
Sick. You would have loved
missed it.
It was a yak thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You and Sass would have fucking loved it. We were with all these comedians, Sass.
I know. I saw.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it looked fun.
It was so sick.
It was crazy.
We had a bad set for the Yak on Monday, and we just never changed it.
Yeah.
Did what?
Said we mailed it in change. Hard.
We had a really bad set for the Yak. We were in the shade, and there was light behind us. It was a terrible place to do it.
Freezing cold.
We just never changed.
Yeah, but I miss it.
I miss it. Let's go back.
Yeah. Mostly because Kate and Sass weren't there.
Best week of my life.
I miss it, too.
Yeah.
It was a solid week for me, too. Just laid in bed, played a lot of video games.
Hell yes.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of video games.
It's the same game.
Back at
though,
it.
Right?
Same game. I've come to, like, my favorite things in the world are stand up and video games. So any night that I do stand up and then go home and play video games, it's perfect. Literally the best day of my entire life.
We have Trent's number. Should we call Trent?
I think say you.
He's got one chance.
Tell him, like, you have it, or you can either do it now or call, or we can call.
Oh, he's got one chance. Funny joke. He said he promised.
Okay, I'm worried about the nerves.
I don't think he gets. He doesn't get any grace. His name's not Travis.
No. It should appear as a Trent joke.
Hello.
Hello,
Trent.
Yes.
Tell us a joke.
Or just be food. Audition.
B is your mom.
Shit.
What'd he say? What was his joke?
You just said your mom?
Roast beef,
said
your
a
mom?
A plus B equals your mom.
Oh, Travis. That's a
hard Travis.
Travis.
How that guy has my number.
Nice try, Trent.
Sorry.
He failed miserably.
Wallow's in here.
Wallow's in the building.
How you doing?
Man.
Good to see you.
Man. Hey, all in Colorado. Hey, looking good. Why?
Is that the mic?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Why does your heart go out to him?
Yeah, he's like,
man,
simple.
He was so excited that week, man, seeing him.
Yeah?
He looked the same.
Bet. He's talking about the bet.
Man, what the fuck?
Oh, that. Okay.
Oh, I'm never going to get over it. I'm never going to get over that. That was a legacy bet that I will never.
I'm coming down.
I've thought about it many times since. So thank you.
Need to go?
I appreciate it.
Any advice? Give us
the fastest phone call.
I wish I could ever take
that. Congratulations to your Chiefs. Congratulations to your Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I just got a flashback. Yeah. When, you know, Tom Ali, Christian Okoye, Nigerian Nightman. They was my team since back in the day.
So. Yeah, I know. It's you. You Wallace won back-to-back Super Bowls.
I win every year.
His Rams, his Chiefs.
I win every year, man.
It's fucking crazy.
You burnt my fucking jersey because I was going to sneak it in. So as soon as it got rough, I was just going to switch out right there. He fucked the whole, like, he fucked my whole night up.
Damn.
That's fucked up. You can't do that. Yeah. You can't
yes,
do
you
that.
Can.
No,
yes, you
can't do
you want to be a loser fan and keep holding on to a team that's not holding on to you?
They were holding on to us. They were holding on.
Every year a team.
Eagles were holding on the whole game.
I earned my fanship.
Yeah.
I went in the chip.
They got it.
You know?
Chiefs.
But what's the question?
Give us some advice, bro.
Just live. You're going to be here forever.
Yes.
We got to think about this shit, man. I wake up every day. I'm not mad at nobody, angry at nobody. We all need each other for this world to work. I just live every day, man. Just say, fuck it. Tomorrow, we don't know what's going to happen.
Hell yes.
You might be out of this joint, man. If you want to do your thing, do it. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be that shit, man. Whatever you want to bet on it. But just if you know you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I love that.
You know, just in case. But,
you think guys named Travis can be funny?
Yeah, do you know any funny Travises?
No.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, all right. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
That's like great point.
Across the board.
That's like,
you know.
Oh, that's like a dog. Now, Billy, that's like funny to Reggie, but yeah. Travis sounds like
Reggie.
Oh,
Reggie. Reggie's nothing.
Travis sounds like you just ain't got nothing going on.
Yeah.
Down Brewskis. Universe on the couch.
Yeah.
Travis.
Don't take showers that often.
Yep.
Yep.
You should do a motivational video for Travis.
Hey, Travis is out there. Hey, Travis, all you Travises out there, you got a life. Yeah. You don't have to drink brewskis all day and live in your mom's couch and be a loser.
Yeah.
Have them hard socks all around your bed because you're partying them all the time. You don't have to do it, man. Get up. Go get a real job, man. Be a real man. Stop living off your mom, man.
I love it.
Yeah. And that applies to every Travis.
That's facts.
That's Travis.
Travis just sitting at home right now being like, just saying, like, because, you know, like, Travis is like just a regular, just like,
you don't do nothing. You just, you go in McDonald's and get like a Happy Meal as a grown man.
Yeah,
Travinator, Travster. You got a bunch. Listen, Travinator. You got a bunch of loser friends that all hype each other up because y'all ain't got no life. Travster. See, you got you just
Travster.
Happy Meal.
Yeah,
bought a fucking Happy Meal. You call him the Travinator. You're a loser too. Oh, listen. We need to think of some other loser names and just make the losers like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like,
Big losers.
Big losers, big Travis. Losers.
All they teams lose when they come in the room. They bad luck. Your ticket go down. You just fucked up. Like, Travis, that's a hell of a name, Travis.
Yeah.
It's for losers only.
Brutal name. It's a terrible name.
I never knew it. There's only one Travis I knew that really came up, and that was like Travis Scott. You know what I mean? He's like a big-time rapper. But other than that, you know, the average neighborhood around the person that live in your neighborhood that go to your school with you, he's a dude that's sitting over there, you know what I mean, doing weird stuff. Looking at picking his boogies and
but
eating.
Not funny.
Yeah.
Not in a funny way.
No, he's picking his boogies and he eating them.
In private. Okay. Yep. Not even to be funny for the class.
That's doing, Travis.
He's sitting at home. He's just jerking off to like all the girls he went to high school on their Facebook.
All day.
Never talks to
him. He's eating hand lotion like a push pop.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, come on, Travis.
And his mom just knows he's a loser. She's like, that's my baby.
Yeah. I shouldn't have named him Travis. That was my mistake.
That's what she fucked up at. Travis' dad was a loser too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, Big Travis.
You talking about Big Trav? About Big Trav. Big loser.
Big Trav to do
Big Trav
all day for no reason.
There ain't no
Every
way.
Time you go in there, Trav is in the bar.
Yeah.
Drink on me.
Boring.
Drinking brewskis for no reason.
Boring as hell.
No reason.
I've loved
nothing to say.
This dude is drinking brewskis all day and in the bar for no reason. And they like, damn. Well, how did you? Like, he got his pension. It's just over for him. His life is over. Yeah.
Big Trav.
Every team that he, like, never won.
Never. Ever.
He wear their jerseys and shirts all the time, and they just are losers.
The Vikings man cave.
It's perfect. That's what we needed,
bro. All right. Thank you all. That was incredible.
Yep. He nailed the essence of Travis. Nailed it.
The Travinator getting his happy meal.
That was real specific.
Yeah.
He was right.
That hurt.
They all call him the Travster. Right.
Yeah, that just cut down all the Travises.
Yep.
All right, TJ, next.
Travis number three is Travis Verbal.
Oh, real,
oh, real Travis.
Oh, okay.
Travis.
And he has never listened to the show before and doesn't know who we are and would never entertain the possibility of going to bat for all Travises. He's not familiar with sports podcasts. He used to listen to Bill Simmons, but you can only listen to Ryan Russillo and Bill argue over their favorite Tom Hanks movies for so long. We exist. Cheers, Travis.
Any video submission?
No.
I let this
guy. Yeah. I kind of like this guy.
I like
guy.
It, too.
Oh.
I like this guy, too.
Wait. Go back to his email real quick. I just want to say, let me be clear.
Be here.
I've never listened to your show, and I have no idea who you are. I would never entertain the possibility of going to bat for Travis all over the world. That right there, he's basically saying,
he agrees with us.
All the Travises.
But at no point does he think he's funny, so he's not even trying to be funny for the contest.
There was a little snark in there.
Was
at
snark.
The end.
All right, listen, we got to respect the voting process. If there's four up, all right, he's out.
All right.
Come on, guys.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
We can't let the first Travis we get.
There'll be better Travises than that.
We respect the voting process. If it's gut reaction, everyone. All right.
This might be a lot easier to narrow down than we thought.
Yeah, we're thinking 10 out of the 30.
Oh, we're not going to. I think that's the joke here is we get 0.
Yeah, we might have.
Might have done.
All right, next.
Okay, so next is a guy named Tavis.
Oh.
Funny.
Okay.
That's really funny.
Tavis Breggle.
Breggle?
Tavis Breggle?
Tavis Breggle? Travis is highly contest is highly offensive. Choose a real name with a smaller universe. Travis is a name associated with mediocrity and disappointment. Signed, a guy with no birth certificate errors, who's technically Travis to every new person that meets him.
His name's Tavis Bagel?
I need his last name to make my ruling.
Breggle.
He's fine.
Oh, he's Breggle. He's in.
Tavis is in.
Here's why. He has to live his life as a Travis, and he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everyone's like, hey, Travis. He's like, no, it's Tavis.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, you're Travis. Yeah. All right, he's in the final 10. Okay, next.
Travis number five was Travis the Chimpanzee, who was submitted by Sam Krebs. Travis the Chimpanzee was the chimpanzee that ripped that woman's face off.
Oh,
that's not funny at all.
That is funny. No, that is funny.
Why are you guys all putting your signs up then?
Because we're not going to.
I don't want to work. I don't want to.
I don't want to get my face ripped off.
Yeah.
But it is funny, I will say. In terms of funny things to do, ripping off the face of your owner is funny.
Didn't Marty and Eddie do a documentary on it?
I don't think it was his owner.
That's funny.
Oh, wasn't?
An owner's friend
that
visited.
Neighbor, yeah.
Oh, that's not as funny.
No. Nailed it.
Ripping a face off is pretty insane.
You think that they'd seal the faces on harder, that they can't just get peeled off like a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
I mean, face off, all-time
movie. Where do you start?
Yeah, how does that?
Forehead down? Yeah, maybe.
I think you go
yeah, right there. You're the up. Jowl. Yeah.
Oh, jowl.
Oh, everyone has a seam right at the top of their head.
Yeah. What?
If you oh, cut it, it yeah. just falls off.
What? What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Okay.
It's like opening up like an M&M wrapper. You just get it right
here.
Yeah, there's a, spot. Everyone has it.
It's just tear here. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Next.
Travis, number six is Haley Hargrove, and I included her because she's the only girl that submitted.
Nah. Come on. I mean, I like the chick, but
out. Yeah, I'm just out of solidarity. Out. I will not vote you off.
Although she is kind of funny because she said women.
Haley Hargrove, get your Marvel ass sounding name out of
women
here.
Women
do like the name.
Women are notoriously known for not being funny.
Oh, yeah.
She's smart.
Isn't every woman a Travis if you think about
oh,
it?
Oh, my no. God. That's we have a Travis true. Living amongst us.
We're just closeted. Travis in sheep's clothing, as they say.
That's like if you do like a ranking class of human beings. It's like everyone's name and then Travis and then women.
Is there any girls named yeah, Travis?
There's gotta be.
She wouldn't even be able to make me smirk.
Nope. All right, next.
Travis Seven, this is the last of the very early submissions that are just throwaways, is Renee Essembre.
Out.
Whose friend's name is Travis, and according to them, is funny.
His dark humor keeps me living a wonderful life.
Wait, why isn't he involved?
Yeah, why didn't he?
All right.
Galaxy.
So we got one out of those. Tavis.
Tavis.
And Travis Bagel.
Travis
Bagel.
I think his name's Travis Bagel.
And well, the R is in the wrong word.
Yeah, his name is Travis Bagel and not Travis Bagel. Yeah, Travis Bagel. He's the leader.
All right. Let's keep going then.
Travis number eight is Travis the Owl. That was submitted by Aaron Samick, and it's this video.
Hmm. Having an owl named Travis
is
funny.
Travis. Make him wait for it.
Oh, yeah.
You got this, Travis.
That was
make
it?
Him wait
yeah.
for it.
That's an owl? Boom. Oh!
Oh, I like this.
And I want to see it again.
You got this, Travis. Make him wait for it. Boom.
All right, yeah.
Can we get him on Zoom?
Yeah, can we get him
can
on
get the owl on Zoom?
Probably not.
Hmm. Also, is that a voiceover? Was that video?
Right. Oh,
that's a video.
Is there a gay?
All right,
guy
so then we got to get him out of here. Travis? We got to get him out of here. Unfortunately,
we're voting against the owl.
Oh.
Yeah, because we can't get the owl on Zoom.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and I'm gonna say I bet the owl's name's not even Travis.
Yeah,
okay. I bet you it's not.
No, that looked like a mic.
Yeah, right.
It's cool.
You guys are right, but I wanted it to be named Travis.
I know. Mm-hmm. If the owl, I'll leave the door open. If the owl can show up on Zoom. We'll accept the owl yeah. on Friday.
And it has to answer to the name Travis. It has yes. to like yes. turn its head to the name Travis.
Or Tavis.
Yeah.
This is a Travis-Tavis competition.
Travis 9 is, there's a flag on this one. Their last name is Travis.
I'll take it.
Take it.
Caleb Travis?
Caleb Travis.
The K. Caleb with a K.
Curiosity over how many Travis could be assembled. My last name is Travis, first name Caleb. I know I have two first names like a fucking jabroni, but I feel like I could be a good variance to Travis Alliance. If I am needed, I'm ready to roll and go to bat for Travis across the world. Nah.
No.
Oh, you're not needed.
Oh. Sorry. No one's really submitting anything.
Yeah, they're nice not. They're just
again, guys, we pick the worst, least funny name of all time.
Yeah, yeah, and we're still on day one of submissions. So we're only at 2 hours
we
after
can't,
the show
we
ended.
Can't be mad that Travis's didn't get over the impossibly low bar we set.
They're doing the best
the point.
They can.
Yeah, right.
Travis Bagel is killing me.
Travis Bagel is...
Yeah, he put the R in the... Yeah.
It's been making me laugh the whole time just thinking
Travis
about that.
Travis Bagel.
But maybe that's how dry these Travises are.
Oh,
that.
Fuck. All right, next.
Travis number 10 is Travis Gunderson.
Ooh,
oh, I love
okay.
that.
Far so good.
I'm a
son of a Gunderson.
Trap Door to Hell podcast, which doesn't exist anymore.
okay, that's funny as hell.
Okay.
This is really good
this
podcast.
Is a clip
name.
That Trapdoor Groupie, who I guess is a fan of that podcast, submitted. The original video has 14 views.
Okay. This is Riley's mom from Inside Out. Riley's mom. You can go here.
This guy rules.
I don't have many opinions on you.
This guy rules.
Dino pussy.
I think he's ranking the hottest.
All the way up here.
The hottest Pixar moms, maybe?
Beat those cheeks down. Okay, so I believe one of these should be... One of these is Dory, and one of these is Dory's mom. Which one is Dory? I think this is Dory. Dory,
this podcast is done. They canceled this podcast.
I also hear you're a lesbian, so we're not going to do that.
Oh my god!
On the other hand, your mom. We're going to bring that bitch up here. You're going into A tier, ho.
All right.
No,
that's the first.
Yeah,
I'm taking that one.
Here's the issue with that one.
It's not even the dude.
That was submitted by somebody else.
Yeah.
So we don't know if we can get Travis Gunderson.
I bet we could get him.
I would love to get Travis Gunderson.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, Gunderson has gone to the next level.
We said that you're allowed to submit another.
Yeah,
Travis.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
You know him personally. Right.
So we'll try to get Travis Gunderson on Friday's show.
Wow. That'd be amazing. Probably.
He's electric.
We have two now.
Yeah.
Edge of my seat trying to figure out who Dory's mom is.
You think he got canceled because he put up Dory as like a fuckable Pixar mom or something like that instead of Dory's mom?
Had Dory's mom higher than Dory.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be an age thing.
So the thing he did was just a thing that we do on the Yak. He was just tearing.
Everyone does that.
Yeah.
You could tell he was really thinking about himself fucking.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Yep. The pause. Pause was
for the love of the game.
That was an insertion pause.
He also had the car from Cars. I forget what her name is.
Yeah. I've never seen someone include like non-human
Cruz?
Cartoon.
Are you talking about Cruz?
When they try to
It was Cruz.
Cruz is hot.
Cruz was hot.
Yeah, that pause said a lot. He was like, he was spitting on his own dick during that pause. Here we go, Dory's mom. Like
closing his eyes, imagining him fucking at each one. Okay.
Not my best fuck. D tier. All right, yeah. Travis Gunderson's to the next level. So we have two so far.
Yeah, but he has some really stiff competition with Travis Bagels.
Travis number 11 is Travis Agee, A-G-E-E. He also submitted a SoundCloud link to a song called Fat Hose.
Okay.
These guys are great.
So I guess if you...
Again, these are...
I want to vote him in already without hearing the song.
All right, before we get things going, there's one thing I need to get off my chest and... If you want to disregard the whole video because of this, it's totally okay, but it's better that you guys know. Under a post, I reaffirmed Stephen Che, and I said, you're the man, Che. And I didn't think I'd be in this position, but...
I like that he's getting ahead of
it. It's not sitting right with me.
It's an easy out.
Whoa.
What did he do?
This is just another skit.
The doctor.
It's a skit.
Good news.
Okay. Please have a different side of the face.
He told me...
You only have half a face?
I only have about 30 days to live.
What the fuck is this?
I just have a severe case of sick with it.
Oh!
Dr. Trevor finally accomplished his goal for... Fuck your Blake's mom. Proud of you, big dog.
All right.
Old Dan Tony. I remember that.
Well, that's his riffraff saying. Yeah, but it sounds like you fucked Blake's mom, which is hilarious.
Yeah. Because
Blake's mom's ugly as fuck. Got you on my bed.
She can't feel her tongue. All right.
I hated him on the Stephen Che part. I'm going to keep my vote up.
I think we need something like this for the competition.
Okay.
I like it.
There's only three.
I don't think it was good.
He's gone. Keeping him in.
He's in the next one.
Only got three.
All right.
I like the first part. I like the Stephen Che part. Didn't like the second part.
Did not like the second part.
Oh, I was reversed.
Doctor
I hated
part.
The Stephen Che part. Because he did reaffirm him.
But I like the riffraff part. But he wasn't in that.
But his name was.
If he was the Travis that paid for that cameo.
Did he submit that? Did he pay for that cameo?
I'd assume so.
Yeah. I'd like that, yeah.
Unless Blake's mom paid for the cameo.
Yeah.
Would have been a way of confessing.
Yes.
She sent it to Blake. All right, so we have three Travis.
The next Travis's last name is redacted because he had this weird legal disclaimer at the bottom of his email. But he did submit a bunch of this shit.
few facts about me. Kate's a Marine, so I think she may be like the following bullet points. My name is, in fact, Travis. Middle name is Arthur, which may be funnier. I have rocked Nike Elites in the past. I was named after my parents' wedding song, which was sung by Randy Travis. Well, that's nice.
That's cute.
All right. I've experienced smut and eggs, and I'm from Wisconsin. Ask Big Cat that if you need clarification.
There's a breakfast place in Madison that just played hardcore porn.
Huh.
Like, hardcore porn.
Smut and eggs?
Soundtrack or a...
No, on all the fucking videos. Late at night, you go eat eggs at like 4 in the morning, and it was just like double teams, airtight, everything.
That's airtight.
Oh, I love that.
No holes, baby.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, I had no idea what that was.
Yeah.
Just got making the chick airtight.
Never heard that before. Airtight. That's
really funny.
We got to give him a
dick
chance,
and pussy.
Then.
Yeah.
That's dick and pussy, mouth, butt, ear, ear.
Oh, nose, the ears?
And nose.
Ear.
No.
Not
holes.
A dory.
No oxygen.
Dory.
None. No oxygen in that
damn.
Life.
He's sealed up.
All right.
Yeah. What else do we got?
Yeah, he's in.
Oh, the DeMar Hamlin.
Smut and eggs.
DeMar Hamlin.
No oxygen.
Will Yak listener since day one.
I have a dog named Stella that resembles Big Cat's dogs, so I have a ton of stickers.
I have an irrational fear. I don't have an irrational fear of mice. I just don't like the mice crawling around my house.
That's irrational.
Yeah, sounds like it's irrational.
Not irrational. That's right. Rational.
That's crazy.
I could beat Brandon in trivia.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, I thought this.
It actually says Brandon.
I thought that said in Travis.
I
could demolish any of us in a case.
Okay, race. I'm gonna throw out maybe an asterisk here. I think we should keep him on Friday's show and have Jeff create like a 3-round trivia of Brandon versus him. Oh. And if he beats Brandon, yeah. He can.
All right, he's a side. Side audience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in. Right.
So we're giving him a tryout.
Yeah,
giving him if he can in fact beat you in trivia, that means that everything else is confirmed.
All right.
Seems likable. He seems like a likable guy.
Okay, perfect. All right, next.
Does seem like a likable guy.
Travis 13 is Travis Yowell, and he submitted this time that Trent retweeted him.
Okay.
That's
and
cool.
Then,
wait, I'm in.
No, I'm
in. He just retweeted
an album of his best tweets from 2016 to 2019.
He has a screenshot of a tweet with no likes.
No.
Most of these
they
have
all
no
have
likes.
No likes.
At this point, I'm pretty sure they don't even sell bras in Brooklyn.
That's a banger.
Want to be doesn't the airplane pretzels cool?
All right, yeah. So
keep going. Keep.
Travis.
Probably raise their sheets.
It's a safe bet that in a 2-piece cobalt suit and saddle leather shoes has an active pinch. What the
fuck? This guy was just randomly firing.
Not everything bagel because it has it. It is. Oh,
it's not from the Bible.
Chicago West sounds like a show that comes on after The Voice. That's funny.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and that got a retweet, too.
Damn, he's going back to 2017.
Waze, but for Costco?
What does that even mean?
All right, I actually.
Wait, Waze, but
Waze
for
Costco. Costco got me back in. I'm back in. I'm back in.
Only submitted that. Yeah, only submitted that.
It was just an email that said Waze.
Oh, Waze for
Costco.
Oh, I'm in. I'm back in. I'm taking down my sign.
Explain that.
I don't.
How does that work?
It's genius. You go to Costco, you don't know where to get your stuff.
I just thought it was nonsensical. Yeah.
No.
What else do we got?
You go and you pull up the Waze app when you're in Costco.
So if you're looking for cheese balls, it tells you where to go.
Yeah, if there's a fucking, a traffic jam.
I think I'm in on this guy, too.
Balls, the little smokies, you stay away. I'm in on him. I just want to.
Tell me the pessimist thing, because that one I don't even know what the sentence means.
Pushing Mongo is when you skateboard, but your foot is on the back of the board instead of the front.
Yeah.
That's pushing. Okay. But if you're skating switch, that's how you do it. It's a good tweet.
Sam Darnold pushes tweet. Mongo.
I think y'all have just let 3 Travises in a row. You guys are letting too many Travises in.
You guys can do it. The Waze with Costco has me all the way back.
Show me one more tweet.
I'd say this guy over the previous guy. The last guy didn't say a
fucking thing. Well, that guy doesn't have.
He wasn't even trying to be funny.
He has a tryout. He's not officially in the finals.
I'll say this Travis has been trying to be funny for a long time. Roan's right. There's something.
He's not, and he's so Travis.
What if he comes to Barstool and starts getting like massive retweets, and it's just like the fans are just eating up shit that was going.
What does this mean? Sorry. How do we make someone in a Range Rover okay with eating at a buffet?
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods is fancy.
Wait, buffet. But did Whole Foods say that?
Oh, I get it.
No, I don't
okay.
think actually.
That's what he's saying.
He's saying that's
right. That's what Whole Foods. It took me.
They have rich people just come eat their buffet.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Got it.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
I don't know why I'm having such a hard time reading all of these. Like, he's like wording the sentence.
It's a difficult read.
The way he writes, why is everyone driving like I'm not?
But I don't want to be in the room. Yeah.
I want to see Mac DeMarco, but I also don't want to be in the room. No.
Roast battle was on the Food Network?
All right, that pushed me over the edge.
You're Travis-ing him?
He's trying.
I feel like he might be one of
them. All right, he's off. That's four. Right. I my initial read was he was bad, but Waze for Costco.
We're searching for the funniest trap.
Yeah.
I think we
again,
might,
they're
I
not
going
to be funny.
I think we're going to look back and be like, he was the best one.
Yeah, he's good.
I retract.
Voted him off.
He was the fun. Wait.
Yeah, I retract my.
He's going to horny Batman us.
Yeah. Listen, the best part about a competition that we create out of thin air is we can change the rules.
Yes.
So
he go back.
Should we review the Travises we have so far?
Oh.
Might be a two-part episode, okay, by the way, because I do have to leave at 2:30, so we might have to just continue.
Okay,
it'll be
so
Travis week.
That guy's in, though, because she retracted hers, he retracted his.
All right, he's in.
He's in.
All right, I mean, I don't know if we're going to get better or worse from here.
Who knows?
All right, he's in.
Well, I guess it is to whittle them down, so eventually we come back around. He's
going off a Travis cliff. TJ, do you have an idea if they get better?
There's one in here that I think is really good.
One, okay, yeah.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
We're going to all vote that one off for sure.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Next up is Mike P. Waite, who said, my friend Travis, and then just said, JK, fuck you. In his
okay. Oh, fuck.
Got my goose.
All right, we got to get him
gotta
off.
Damn,
that was a good burn.
Yeah,
good burn.
But don't disrespect the competition.
Yeah. Yeah, but that, but he got us, because I.
Oh, I don't wanna. I'm on next one.
Yeah, I got there. Hand up, I got. Mike P. Waite, and then he said, JK, fuck you.
Yeah, I was.
He got me.
He had me at Mike, and then he lost.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, he got me. I was ready to read it. All right, next.
Next up is Travis Wilhoit, who submitted a picture of his driver's license, and then also this video.
Here we go.
This is a Travis for sure.
Five views. He's damp.
He looks like the other Travis.
Travis ass head.
With a beard.
Hey guys, card carrying Travis here. I wanted to show you around my house a little bit. You know, first thing we got here, this is the masturbation station. Off and on is the Mincy unboxing videos.
No.
Next we have, where the magic happens.
Oh, no.
Bathroom.
And last but not least, we have the Guitar Hero guitar.
Fuck yes.
Brazilian puss. Hi.
Getting my vote.
I
mean,
I love him. All right. I love him.
That's the baseline Travis.
Cribs.
That's right. Travis. Cribs. That is
Travis. He's replacement level Travis.
Yeah. He is.
I like him.
Thanks, Travis.
I get that he's self-deprecating a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
I like that.
But he also is a loser.
Didn't dislike him.
As rhymes, yeah.
Didn't dislike him as a person.
Oh, not at all.
That all that Wallow stuff that he was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Did you see the Happy Meal box?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking the whole time. I was like, that's where he eats his Happy Meals. Eats his boogers. The Travinator.
He had a booger on his lip, it looked like.
Yeah.
A fresh booger.
Right, nice try, Travis.
Oh, boogers are done.
I don't like people thinking this competition's a joke. No.
Right.
He could see.
Travis is
forward. You try to vote him in?
Yeah, I liked. I guess
this
I'm going.
It's not about
off.
Like. It's not about.
I guess
emotion.
I like that. I like all these Travises. Mm. I think they seem like nice guys, but they're not funny, right? That's okay.
Yeah, he's a Travis that knows like we're making fun of Travises.
Right. Okay.
And we want an authentic Travis.
Right. I like the tweeter Travis was really trying.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, he's in.
He's trying.
Okay. All right. I'll recalibrate.
Yeah, that's a Travis that isn't self-deprecating. He's just being Travis, and it's not working.
Yeah.
I like my Travis at zero retweets, one like.
That's a good Travis. Yeah. Well, he's in.
Solid Travis. Okay.
Next up is Travis Van Warmer.
Ooh.
Cool.
Who just did an email, but I thought at the end this was kind of funny where he roasted you guys.
Okay.
Taz, read that.
Said, all right, Travis here. Worst common name to have. Moments after introducing yourself, you get called Trevor, Taylor, or Tyreek. Really?
That's funny.
That's funny. We are a few people, Travis, not a very proud people. I've met one other Travis in my life. Hated myself for sharing his name. We are such a sad people that I identify more with celebrities I share a birthday with than my own name kin. Although us Travises are miserable, we refuse to be shamed by a group with the names of Kate, Nick, Thomas, Dan, Kyle, Adam, and Harry. Sounds like a crew that you would find on the Mayflower. Even their man from the Far East is named Steven.
He's in.
He's in. Yeah,
well written.
Oh,
that was yeah.
Man from the Far East.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's fucking great. All right, yeah. It is true.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, he nailed us.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
Our Asian is Steven.
All right, Travis Van Warmer.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but let's not pretend it's hilarious.
Oh no!
He's still
no.
Oh, Travis.
No, no. And did you see how low we had to set the bar to be like?
Yeah.
You just had to point out something we never realized.
I think that's funny.
Yeah. All right. He's in.
Yeah. His name is Steven.
Yeah. Fuck. You're right.
Okay. Next up is Travis Miranda.
Okay.
Who
I know, unless it's spelled.
The A?
He just said, I'm Travis. Had to wait until I got home to throw the yak shirt on. I'll try and film something to save me a spot. He did not film something.
That's so Travis.
Father of two.
He did just send this selfie.
I mean, that selfie, though, is pretty good. Yeah, that's voting him off.
Funny.
And I like his email subject just being, I'm Travis.
You think that was the first picture he took? Or you think he did multiple shots of that photo?
That needs to be the first one.
I like him, but I...
I'd like to imagine he did that like 15 times.
That's four. Sorry, Trav.
He just didn't even try to do anything funny, really.
Right.
He also promised something he didn't deliver. He promised.
Father of two. He's a busy guy.
Although, I will say, in defense of him, California makes like the cream of the crop Travises.
Oh, yeah.
That is like straight off the mountainside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
fresh from the tap, Travis.
It's hard to be funny in California, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what's there to joke about?
Nothing.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah.
The women, the weed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Next up is Travis Jordan, who there's a flag on this one because he appears to go by the name Camden.
Oh, no.
Right.
But his name is Travis.
He chose a worse name.
Well, I like a highlight tape.
2 years.
This is 2 minutes of the 5.5-minute video that he submitted. So if you want more, I could pull up the full, I guess.
Oh, boy.
5.5 minutes.
I don't know what these
are. He's got a Travis crew.
Mm-hmm.
He's rolling with
that. All the same person?
Yeah.
He's very Travis.
And we got Ken.
No, it's not even.
Oh, this is a Travis hangout.
Oh, my God.
Who's your next track? I'll fucking go.
Here's your host.
From here on out.
Here's your host.
Motherfucker!
Oh, hell yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do I hear a motocross bike?
Oh, is that fast?
Snowmobile.
Perfect.
Oh, this guy is so peak Travis.
This is exactly what Waller described.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, that's awesome.
Oh, he needs. Oh,
he's seen enough.
Oh, he's in.
This is exactly who we envisioned when
we
wanted.
This is what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Some motherfucker.
Watch the rest. Just the rest of the video. One more minute.
Video, yeah, a little more.
I like Seymour.
Holy shit!
Snowing my ass crack. Snow in my fucking jacket.
Dude, this guy looks like he has a blast.
Can we go to him?
I just popped into the chat just to see what the reaction was. The first comment I saw was, "Is this Russian CCTV?" And the next comment was, "I don't understand what's happening." That's perfectly something. Oh, he's got a Red Bull sticker.
And Oakley.
Oh, this guy is so awesome.
Exactly who I wanted.
He might be King Travis.
Oh.
Yes.
That's what a Travis face.
Yep.
He looks like he's living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Just snowmobiling all day. It almost looked like a parody of Travis's.
I know.
Damn, dude. Okay, he's in.
Obviously in. Right.
All right. Next up is Travis Russell.
I don't know how I can come down from that, Travis.
That's tough.
That guy was
I have a,
so
I have a Travis high right now.
It was. Mm-hmm. I want to snort that, Travis.
You
do. Oh, wait a minute.
We're on a hot streak,
good
boys.
Good start.
Travis Russell, and I'm auditioning for Barstool Yak's Funniest Travis Awards. Proof, my government ID, please blur whatever's
necessary. Why do they think that was required?
as we said it was.
And,
we did get a lot of knocks.
That was
right
our only rule.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh.
Bangladesh? I don't even know Ladesh. You know, I hate that RIP, like, means you die. Like, how about you guys? I want to rest in peace sometimes, but I don't want to fucking die.
Oh, no.
Anybody see that movie, Uncut Gems? Y'all seen it? Dude, I saw it recently. I was so upset. I didn't see one single uncircumcised penis. Not one. Who here remembers Girls Gone Wild? Wait. Yeah. Wild times, am I right? Shit. I remember watching that commercial as a kid. I used to be able to just, like, bust a nut like that. Nowadays, there's not at least two midgets, a butt plug, and a taser. I can't even get hard.
Shit.
I'm holding them
off.
Fellas,
you know when you put, like, a condom on your dick, and it's like...
All right, that's it.
It's like a loose old bag.
See ya, Travis. Yeah. You're out.
Oh,
I have
him.
To say, unfortunately...
I appreciated him.
It's the fact that he followed the other Travis.
Yeah.
Bangladesh was a good joke.
Yeah, Bangladesh was a
great start. He should have encored that one.
I liked
him. I liked him.
He was getting uncomfortable because I didn't know if he was being, like, doing satire
right,
or not.
Right.
Are you going to steal some of those jokes?
All of them.
All right, next Travis.
My friend,
put
a condom on your hard dick. Yeah.
Who are we on, TJ?
This is 20 out of 32.
No, we're flying through these Travises.
This is Travis Moore.
Yep. What's up, TJ? As you can hopefully
say,
it's Travis, and I'm from Kentucky. I'm 32 years old.
What is that? What is that
T-shirt? Named after my grandmother. Her maiden name was Travis. She couldn't get married fast enough to get rid of the name Travis.
Wait.
I have two kids. One on the way. Do another boy. Same due date, June, like Big Cat. None of them have been or will be named Travis because I haven't found one I hate enough yet.
He's so unfunny.
A diabetic.
All right. Ah, clip that. You just leave him so stupid, Nick.
Yep.
Diabetic.
All right.
But
wait, did he say, pause it, TJ, did he say his grandmother's maiden name was Travis?
Yes.
He's also named Travis, though. Mm-hmm. His name is Travis Moore. He showed us.
But he comes from a line of Travises, and he's Travis himself.
Right.
It's Pete Travis. Mm-hmm. He's in because he's the diabetes.
Yeah, I didn't know he had that.
That was so fucking funny. I am a diabetic. All right, he's in. How many of you got in?
This is 21.
How many are in though?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh no,
seven. And then the owl, and then the audition.
Okay,
it's tracking okay.
How many are we trying to get?
10?
10.
Okay.
Next up is Cliff Meyer, who is...
do we want to have somebody designated as
by a
the...
guy named Travis in 2007.
Okay.
See you.
Sorry. Yeah. Do we want to have somebody designated as the, like, the if a better Travis comes along, they're knocked out?
Again, I think because we created this own...
We'll make it work.
We could do whatever the fuck we want. No one else is doing the funniest Travis competition.
No. There will be. They'll definitely be doing this.
Yeah. Dude, Do Perfect did it 3 years ago.
It was 90 million.
Yeah.
Next up is Trevor Gilbertson.
See ya.
What's up,
Hey.
My name's Trevor. That's right. It's not Travis.
Next.
But I've been called Travis enough.
I mean, come on, guys.
Great
we
hair.
Can't have a Trevor.
Yeah, disgracing
eyebrows.
The compet to get out.
Yeah, we've already bent the rules with Tavis.
Tavis Bagel, though.
Hey, would
Tavis
you
Bagel?
You said yes to everyone.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Kate wants to fuck them all.
My secret fetish is out. It's Travis's.
Travis's. Oh, not even Trevor's as well.
That snowboarding house or a snowmobile
house.
And
that looks sick. There's definitely one chick there, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's
15
dudes and one guy has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's how it always works.
It always works. Yeah. And they all, like, few of them listen while they have sex.
Well, one of the guys banged her, like, years ago.
Yeah,
always.
Right. Kind of weird. And
right.
he,
he doesn't care, but she doesn't care, but the current boyfriend doesn't.
Cares.
Right, yes.
When he gets drunk, he cares.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next up is Travis Maldonado. That I'd be remiss to not show you that he also included this picture of himself.
Oh, man, he's in.
Is he a Tongan?
I think he might be. Crop this a little bit. I think his dick or balls might have been in.
Okay, okay, okay.
Tongan, I like that. Travis.
Here's his video.
His name is most definitely Travis. And he's funny. Ese uno elefante.
Damn.
Yep. He sucks farts and also breaks hearts.
Yep.
He's the life of the party.
He might be my favorite.
He's the 2020 yeah. lip sync battle champion aboard the Carnival Horizon. And he sometimes smokes cigarettes in disguise.
Yeah, he's in.
He's great with kids. And let's not forget, he's very funny. He uses his comedic charm to steal your broad.
Wow.
And let's not forget, he makes a mean fucking cheesecake.
Ooh. Oh.
I like Travis.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. He's in.
If not for anything, for aesthetic purposes for the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up is Travis Prochaska, who knows KV.
Yeah. I don't know if I can...
Got to recuse yourself?
Bias? I don't know if I can't vote. I can't vote for this one.
Mm. Okay. So, yep. It's pretty good. Funny.
This is just the guy with pictures with you.
Yeah.
We saw this in there.
We didn't watch the video.
He has a video submitted.
Oh, no. I don't know about that.
This is him at a bar after Rough and Rowdy.
All right, Trav. All right, Trav.
That's him.
I put the music on.
Oh, he's not doing anything.
Oh, I like this guy.
Are we about to do something?
Yeah, I guess it's it.
And
that's not him, though.
Yeah, he's in the...
Oh, he's the one in the hat. Yeah. 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 Is that a West Virginia hat?
Yep, from Wheeling.
Yeah.
Oh, you know him?
I do know him. Yes, I was the one.
Oh, hell
he's
yes.
not funny.
He was on my wrestling team.
You said he wasn't funny.
It's been a while. It was 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, look at all this. Oh, no.
definitely got
Oh, yeah, you weren't here, Dan.
What is that?
Look at those lips.
What is the hold? Is he holding you?
I don't know.
No, they're both standing up.
Let's see. Yeah, he's in. He's in.
Oh, yeah, he's in.
All right. I didn't see anything funny in that clip.
Oh, you guys can vote him out. Vote him out then.
Oh, I have him in. I like.
I wouldn't care.
Okay, next Travis. 25.
Yep. Travis Calvin, who submitted the longest.
Oh, out.
It's a lot.
Holy
shit. At one point
shit,
in there, he goes like, I know that this is a lot to read. Nope. I'm not going to edit it down.
That wall of text.
Yep.
I read it.
Your fate?
Jesus Christ.
Was it funny, TJ? You read it?
No.
It okay. Was like yeah, we made the right out. Choice. We're not readers.
Still very likable as a human.
Okay, next.
Sure.
Have we hit the one that you said was really good?
Yeah, it was the...
Oh. Maldonado?
The Samoan guy.
Damn. Who?
The guy that did the elephant noise.
Oh, okay. All right.
Travis Maldonado.
Travis Maldonado.
Yeah. Travis 26 is Travis Howley, who submitted this directly via Snapchat, I think, because his Snapchat handle was in the email.
Okay.
Greg the Hammer.
How I get my hair like this. Let me in on a little secret product I use. Straight fucking stick butter.
Now
there's sick kids in the background.
Okay, and that... Now, he is everything Wallow described.
Yeah, that was.
A likable.
No, that was.
Why, Kate?
Because he watches the show, and that's
I'm
nice.
Keeping him.
You guys really nailed your original description of Travis.
Yeah, yeah. Spot on.
Everyone else?
That's why I'm loving
he's
this.
Off, he's off. He's off.
He's off. I mean,
quintessential Travis.
Yeah.
Are you trying to find the quintessential Travis or the funniest Travis?
Well, the funniest Travis by design will not be funny.
Yeah.
I think that's the payoff.
We got Elephant Guy in our back pocket.
We find the funniest Travis, and he's a bore. Okay, next.
Next up, this Travis put a link to Rutgers highlights in his email to get me to click on it, which worked. His name is Travis Pouch.
Travis Pouch?
That's just us.
What the hell? Babe, I'll be right back.
Oh, he's Will Compton. He's
oh,
Will
no.
Compton. I got to go film a video real quick. Why am I already recording? Because this is what Will Compton does, and everything Will Compton does is the funniest thing to ever be done. I don't know how he's so funny. Probably because he has a tiny dick and has to overcompensate. I don't know. But I got to go make this video. What do you mean, why? Because they came at me and my kind, babe. Of course they're talking about me. Big Cat said my name like 20 times. Who it's else would they be others. Talking to? Yeah. Babe, if I don't go fight this battle right now,
keep him.
The name Travis will have the same stain on it like Kyle or Karen. Do you really want to be dating a Karen? Exactly. So let me go fight this battle real quick.
Oh, 12 more seconds.
I'm going to see what he does.
I love you too, Nick's
mom. I want to see who the babe is.
I'll be right
back. Oh, it's my mom. Oh, you son of a... Wait, what was it?
I said I love you too, Nick's mom.
I ran out of time. God damn.
So this is tough for me.
It wasn't funny.
It wasn't, but it was...
We have three.
Creative. It was funnier than most Travis's. Yeah.
It was creative. All right,
so it's, if one other comes up...
And he doesn't look like a traditional Travis.
You guys hold it. You can...
He's out.
No, he's not. Four. It's three.
Wait.
Oh, TJ, did you
I'm
Travis?
I'm down.
Oh, TJ Travis'd.
I'm keeping mine down.
It was unique.
All right, he's in.
It was
all
unique.
Right.
All right. Next up, it's Democracy. I mean, it'll be interesting to see him. We do have like a good eclectic group.
Yeah.
He's going to get eliminated on Friday because he's going to try to talk too much.
The guy before just held a stick of butter.
That guy was Travis.
Next up is Travis Fenway Kozak.
All right, he's in for me.
Yeah. I hate this guy.
Oh, all right, he's definitely in for me.
Hey, Yak. It's Travis Fenway Kozak here. First name Travis. Middle
name is
Fenway.
Huge hands.
People seem to think that I resemble Dave Portnoy. I seem to think that he had to have two hair transplants to look like me. But as you can see, I'm watching the Yak behind me here from yesterday. Figured I'd throw my hat in the ring. It's funniest Travis in America.
Surfboards are what keeping me in.
Yep.
No one that's going to be the only person that watches the Yak that looks like this.
You're starting to dress and act like Nick Terraney to stay relevant on the show. Nick, you buy so many Pokemon cards, you're starting to look like a Pokemon yourself. Brittany Walker, you let a guy honk your wife's tits. Not much more to say.
I didn't let him.
Big Cat, you're starting to look like a spokesperson for a CPAP machine.
Shit.
KB, you're getting so jacked that you're starting to somehow look much shorter.
Oh, that's true.
That is
true. That is so true.
Took a shot. And then Sass, you're a three-breeder queer. And,
He's in for me.
Also, don't
Travis, I don't even know what he's saying.
Social norm. Right?
That I was queer?
Yeah, which is damn good.
I'm keeping him in just because of surfboards.
Oh, three-breeder
queer. Oh.
All right, he's in. All right.
What is it? His middle name was Fenway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, let's go.
He didn't say anything about Rome.
In a minute.
Yeah, he was like Rome, go Birds, man. We tried.
Oh.
Next up is Travis Dimes.
Travis Dimes.
Who did submitted a prank call.
Oh, boy.
You said Chet?
Jay.
Jay. You're looking for a bottle of Bacardi.
151, specifically.
151 rum. Yep, the Tech 9.
What?
The Tech 9 song? 151 rum, bottle of Bacardi.
No, it's when I was a kid, they discontinued it a few years ago, so I'm looking for somebody who's got an old stock bottle in.
And $50 is your best offer?
I pay for shipping too, so.
So you want the bottle full, right? Should I empty it?
All right.
What conversation is this?
I don't understand. Never been
all right, looks like he's out. He's out.
I think he's doing like a Craigslist thing. Like,
all right,
like the outfit. Like the outfit.
Also, his YouTube channel was under the name Ravis, but I was going to cross that bridge when we got there.
No.
Next up is Travis DeJong, who submitted a PowerPoint.
PowerPoint.
Dijon.
PowerPoint.
The fuck are you trying to do?
Michael Scott. PowerPoint.
That's you're too young.
Okay. Case for the funniest Travis.
A
next
box?
Slide.
It is.
Oh, it's a. Is that a case? Is that the case for?
Oh, a case.
Yep.
Oh,
he is.
We make it so we can see it.
What's he doing over there?
What is he doing over there? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
He's not wearing pants.
He's got one pant leg off. Right place, right time, right music. With the help of black magic.
Right.
What's black magic got to do with it?
I don't know. Okay, next.
And you have HIV.
Next, I'll include some wordplay.
This may help.
Yeah. Ooh, look, a pharmacist.
Yeah, that helps.
Okay. Finn. Oh, yeah. All right, he's in. He's in. That was easy.
He's in.
That was in. Yep. That was easy. Yep. Simple. Yeah. I honestly, if he had gone like 10 slides, I would have been. He would have been out.
Wait, is that his too?
Yeah,
is that his proof?
No, he's
proof.
Good. Yeah, he's damn good.
Okay. Yep. 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 Yep.
Here's my proof.
All right, we got what? Three left.
Two left.
Two left.
Do it.
We got a good crop of Travises.
Travis Maldonado is a powerhouse.
Snowmobile Travis.
And Snowmobile Travis.
He's going to be tough to talk over.
I actually think he can win the competition by not showing up.
Travis Rand.
All right, Yak. At the very least, I can try and school you on some of what it means to at least be a Travis.
Is that Min's voice?
Number one, Travi. Big cat, come on. I've crunched the tape. I've seen the numbers. You guys use Travi way too much.
Okay.
If you're not our moms, sleeping with us, or paying us, we can't be called Travi. I mean, that's like Danny. Danny, come on. Big cat. Nikki.
Okay.
Katie. Sass, whatever the fuck your name is.
That's
all right, number two. Mortal enemies. Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor. Mortal enemy of Travis is everywhere. How Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne have gotten along in South Florida for so long,
oh, yeah.
We'll never know. Probably one of the greatest
well,
mysteries of all
did
time.
Did call Jacksonville South Florida.
Popular culture. How many Travises are there? Basically none. Movies? We got Travis Bickle, a psychopath. Athletes? Travis Kelce. Half the reason that we're here.
That's true.
Four of the Kardashians are now dating people.
He is like half of the Travises.
Is now Kim after she broke up with young Adolf. However, two of them are married to people named Travis. Some people would consider that a W.
I'm going to keep him in.
I got him in.
I like the work on the sign. That's like a cute sign.
I'm
going
to keep him in. It'd be interesting on Friday. All right, he's in.
Did we vote the butter guy out, the hair butter guy?
Yeah,
we did. Yeah.
We did.
I feel like he could be fun.
No, we did.
I'd rather have hair butter than...
Last one?
Last one, wow. Submitted late last night, Travis Gregg.
This is the most Travis move, last minute.
Yeah. Should we just...
Wait, his last name is Gregg.
Should we just have him go?
His last name is Gregg.
Right. Vote based on just...
Hey, we shouldn't even see it.
Travis
he's
Gregg.
He's in.
G-R-E-I-G.
Yeah, he's in.
Travis Gregg. Yeah.
Submitted last night, he's in.
All right, should we see it at least? Even though he's already in.
He's
no
already in no matter what.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's see how bad of a mistake we made. That's a good point. Oh.
That's not him.
Wait a minute.
Oh, he got a cameo from Frank.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, Frank. I'm really excited for Funniest Travis USA. He got a second. I want to go over some material.
Let's get ready for the next season.
Yes, perfect. Let's get right into it.
I like this guy.
So, in the original script for Breaking Bad, Walter White was not intended to be a chemist. He was supposed to be an OBGYN. It was the same concept, same plot.
That dog
everything.
Did.
Wait, I thought this was another cameo by a Tom Cruise lookalike.
Scraping sad.
Oh. We made a mistake, but we've made that mistake. We have to live with it.
Keep going. Is he trying to be Tom Cruise?
I don't think.
I don't know what it is, Travis. But, you know...
The Frank parts are funny.
This is going to be another year of losing. So, Travis, get ready for the pain. Get ready for the heartbreak.
All right, well,
is that Abe in the background laughing?
For plan B. I'll call you back.
Hey, Travis!
Hey, Frank.
Oh, man, how long is this?
I hate to inform you, but Travis is going to dominate all of you. You have no fucking chance. You know, Travis is going to take no fucking prisoners this year. Everyone else in the
Wait, are you speaking about me, Travis? Or
I'm
like
very confused about these parts.
So
Travis.
Confused.
I thought this was a Tom Cruise.
He lives in way too nice of a house for
that's a lot better.
He's a Tom Cruise lookalike so much.
Because there is one that does cameos.
You can do whatever you want. I want to vote him out.
He's like famous.
You've already voted him in.
What I think those were old cameos from past like fantasy football videos or something that he just used for that and tried
to show like he was having a conversation with him.
Okay.
I think the execution we already voted wasn't him great,
in.
But
we already voted him in.
We're going to make Frank available for all of his content? I feel like we should.
Yeah. We got to spin the wheel. Oh, you got to do the read.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to grab my computer because I'm late to something. I'll be back for the wheel. Do the read.
I will do the read if I can. Oh, this is a good one. We're teaming up with our friends at TaylorMade to bring you the wheel today. TaylorMade is going to celebrate the launch of Stealth 2 by giving away two prizes to two different followers. I'd like to go into business for myself real quick. I'm moving to Chicago soon. Going to join a country club, play a lot of golf. So Taylor,
you are?
Holler at your boy. I know Zah got some clubs. Big Cat got some clubs. So TaylorMade, I would love some clubs. Yes.
You're going to join a country club and do golf content?
Yeah, I'm going to do golf
stuff. Damn, you'd be the perfect pitchman.
I know. Thank you very much. So TaylorMade, if you want this face, make a call or an email or whatever. Just send me the clubs anyway.
Or just send it to him. You could probably never even do any content with him. You know, as long as you get him, you know, whatever they want. Clubs, yeah. Whatever they want.
I'm also 6'5", 273. So if you want
hit seeds.
You wanna make
shit, I'm about to start golfing with you too.
Yeah. So TaylorMade celebrating the launch of Stealth 2 by giving away two prizes to two different followers. The prizes include a grand prize of a Stealth 2 driver and Stealth 2 hybrid or one Stealth 2 fairway wood of your choice. Now through March 1st, which is next Wednesday. Now through March 1st, go to TaylorMadeGolf.com/BarstoolSweeps. Again, that's TaylorMadeGolf.com/BarstoolSweeps to enter and celebrate the launch that combine the elements of distance and forgiveness to unlock forgiveness. I don't know if you guys have seen that Tiger and Rory commercial, but it's really good.
Yeah.
Head over to TaylorMadeGolf.com/BarstoolSweeps right now for your chance to win and make this golf season even better by filling your bag with the best. Of course, that's TaylorMade, and here's the wheel.
Spin that thing.
Ask for free golf clubs while you were gone.
And we're dry.
So, TJ, how many Travises did we end up with?
We've got Travis Bregel, Travis Gunderson, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, plus the owl, plus the audition.
Because we have to assume a bunch of these are just not going to show up, a bunch of these Travises.
Yeah,
they're not reliable.
Yeah, you're right.
I won't throw this idea out.
My idea is there's a next round of auditions where they come prepared with the video.
You want to do that?
Another screening audition.
So maybe give them till Thursday?
Yeah, they have a week or whatever. Or
you want...
Give them 3 days. 2 days.
2 days. And then we whittle it down to the Zoom Travises on Friday?
Eight. From 14 to 8?
All right, so TJ, can you send that to them?
Yeah, submit a video.
So we'd need it by Thursday morning.
By
Thursday morning.
Yeah. Showtime, yeah.
I like that.
And also, we'll get it to eight, since we still have the wheel, can we just wheel one off too, just for shits and giggles?
Just 14 people named Travis.
Well, let's just wheel one off on the Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They already
wheel one off.
Prepared and they still.
Yeah. So they have this will weed out. I actually don't even think we'll have to watch the videos on Thursday because
I think there'll be like two that maybe
about.
Yeah.
No, I think you guys are. I think these guys all will.
I look forward to Maldonado again.
Yeah,
I also want to say snowmobile guy gets to the finals.
Is that Maldonado?
No, it's elephant guy. Maldonado's elephant.
Oh, yeah, he's front runner.
Snowmobile goes to the finals.
My only concern is snowmobile guy hurting himself to get
I don't want to give him that much confidence and security. I think he should do a
I'm also worried that there's so many guys in snowmobile guy's video that y'all don't even know which one actually is a snowmobile guy.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Right.
It's that guy. Help.
All right.
Right? That was a very successful first round of Travis Tuesday.
It was exactly what
so it'll be Travis
week. I know, it's exactly what I wanted it to be.
And we'll be Travis week, so Thursday we'll go a little from 14 to 8. And we'll do the trivia, too, on Thursday.
Mm. Sure.
So we shouldn't have him be in the final until he can beat you in trivia.
Okay.
And then we'll find the funniest Travis in the world. And what are we going to do with them when we get them?
I don't know.
They get to change their name to Carter Huffman.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. All right. Perfect. All right. We'll see everyone tomorrow.
Buy our St. Patrick's Day shirt. If you don't buy it, you're Travis. Unfunny Travis.